Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
We have a resident psychologist. No jokes, please. He's got some info this morning on the connection between food and state of mind. Good morning, Morris.
Good morning, Miss Helen. I've found a couple of very recent studies that were published that sort of paint a picture of the links between what we eat and how we feel and our mental health. You've heard that saying, we are what we eat. Well, it turns out that it's also we are what we feel as well. We feel what we eat as well. So one study that was published in January this year actually looked at over 12,000 Spanish uni graduates, and they studied them between 1999 and 2010 and studied the intake of fatty acids, so saturated, unsaturated fat and trans unsaturated fat, and found a relationship between trans unsaturated fatty acids and the risk of suffering depression. So this is a pretty big study, and the link was pretty sure there, that trans unsaturated fat, the one that's in a lot of processed food, was actually increased your risk of depression. A study in Australia looked at quite a large study of Australian women and looked at three different diets, traditional diets, Western diets and modern diets. So your traditional diet was your meat and three veg. Your Western diet was all your takeaway foods and those heavily processed foods. And your modern diet was around people that were eating a lot of salad, fish, fruit and vegetables, tofu and beans. And the traditional diet actually was associated with a lower risk of depression and anxiety, and the Western diet was associated with a much, much higher risk of suffering depression. So there's a lot of evidence that sort of suggests that what we eat has a really big impact on our mood.
Okay, so in a negative sense, we need to really keep an eye on the trans fats. What about when we flip it? Are there ones that can help make us feel good?
There are a couple of different sort of amino acids and things in food that can really, really help to elevate our mood or act as protective factors against depression. So these are things like omega-3 acids that are found in fish, folate that's found in a lot of leafy vegetables. And interestingly, our brain produces a chemical called serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that helps us to regulate mood. But it doesn't have the ingredients to actually make that. It has to get that from food. And so one of the main ingredients that we need to produce serotonin is tryptophan. So that's the stuff that you often associate, you hear when people talk about falling asleep after a big meal. They often say that that's the tryptophan. So things like turkey and some of those proteins have that. Bananas actually really, really high in tryptophan as well. So bananas are a really, really good feel-good food.
Really, really high in price as well, unfortunately.
Yes. Of course. That's just an investment in your mental health.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to go.
You haven't mentioned chocolate yet, which I'm a little disappointed about.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of research that's actually been done into the impact and the effect of chocolate and the way that people tend to go to those comfort foods to help manage their mood. And so there's a lot of evidence to suggest that chocolate actually helps to produce endorphins and kind of feel good chemicals in your body. And these are the chemicals that are actually produced when we suffer pain. So our body produces its own pain relief, and so chocolate actually triggers some of that for us when we eat that. So always good, but in moderation.
Oh yeah, blah blah, everyone says that. Everyone says moderation.
Chocolate dip bananas.
Oh, I like where you're going with that. Thank you very much. Morris Deep is our resident psychologist.
Happy eating.
Always.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.